points. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Jason Van Dyke's wife on, well, today says that she believes her husband was targeted in a prison attack last week for being who he is. Van Dyke was convicted of murdering Laquan McDonald, second-degree murder of Laquan McDonald. He was recently transferred to a federal prison in Connecticut for his own safety. When a group of fellow inmates, all black, allegedly, entered Van Dyke's cell February 7th and attacked him, leaving him bruised with facial injuries.
I do not know if he is safe at this moment. I do not know the extent of his injuries. Unfortunately, right now, it's a big question mark for me, for everyone. He was in a state facility. I have been made aware he was in a state facility where he was safe. His safety was number one.
That was the reason they moved him there.
That was?
Yeah.
But he must have had a problem where he was?
No, they wanted, he's a police officer going to prison. So they want to take him out of the jurisdiction. And they put him in a federal system, so not in another state system.
But the family's making a deal about how he was put in general population when you would think, being who he is, he'd be targeted.
My husband's a police officer. He is a stand-up man. He has always been a stand-up human being. This has already finished. He's had his trial. He was convicted. Everybody got what they wanted. They had my husband put away. All he wanted to do was melt to the background, do his time, and come home to his family. Unfortunately, he is not being afforded that right. He's being basically a prisoner within the prison system.
All right.
Yikes
is right. It's a terrible situation. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible situation for everybody here.
Yeah.
And this is not, they were trying to do what they could do. It's interesting to me that taking him all the way out to Connecticut, putting him in the federal system, that didn't work. You know, that still ended up,
within hours of his arrival, ended up this way.
Checking in at
number four.
Nancy Pelosi reacted to the announcement that the president will declare a national emergency at the border on the first anniversary of the Parkland massacre. Why doesn't he declare gun violence a national emergency, she asks. This is at her weekly press conference earlier today. She was asked about the intention to declare a national emergency.
I know the Republicans have some unease about it, no matter what they say, because if the president can declare an emergency on something that he has created as an emergency, an illusion that he wants to convey, just think of what a president with different values can present to the American people. You want to talk about a national emergency? Let's talk about today, the one-year anniversary of the epidemic of gun violence in America. That's a national emergency. Why don't you declare that emergency, Mr. President? I wish you would.
Here's an interesting tactic Democrats could deploy here. Is they not fight it. Because then it opens up a precedent for any president to declare a national emergency about anything. Because this is not an exigent circumstance. This is not a newly created thing. To declare an emergency on something that's been going on for years and years and years does open this up. I happen not to believe in that. I happen to believe that this is up to Congress. That Congress, George Will was on earlier today describing this, that it's the Madisonian principles as expressed in the founding documents in the Federalist Papers, very clear that Congress, House and Senate, are the superior branch of government because they really control everything. The president is there to sign off on what it is that they do. But he's not the budget keeper. He doesn't keep the money. That's why they are the superior branch, because they're the ones who actually dole out the money to make things happen. Mm-hmm. If he chooses to go around that, any president for any reason can go around that. And that's where Republicans are sitting on their hands with this. They shouldn't sit on their hands with this because the minute, just imagine that, and I would like to just put this thought in their heads. Alexandra
Ocasio-Cortez
becomes president of the United States in 2020. And she gets to do whatever she wants because
I don't think she's old.
Donald Trump, all right, so 2024, the good point, that Donald Trump did whatever he wanted. Good idea? Good idea? I don't think so!
Yeah, the advocacy groups already have lined up their lawsuits ready to go, and as soon as it happens, they're going to start the battle in the courts, which, you know.
Okay. Ultimately. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Kim, what's coming up?
An early political victory for Governor Pritzker.
Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. Then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. See Chicago 10:30 on WGN City.
Top 5 at 5 continues.
Number 3.
In his first interview, major interview, Jesse Smollett, the actor from Empire, told Good Morning America the details that he recalls from what he says is a hate crime attack that he endured here weeks ago.
You know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're going to Subway.
Subway is open 24 hours. Like, people kill me when they say things like that because it's like Subway is open 24 hours for a reason. So that when you're hungry at night and you ain't got no food, you go to Subway. The camera facing north. How is that my issue? It feels like if I had said it was a Muslim or a Mexican or someone black, I feel like the doubters would have supported me a lot much more. A lot more. And that says a lot about the place that we are in our country right now.
He also talked about why he was hesitant to go to police in the first place.
Why did you hesitate to call the police?
There's a level of pride there. We live in a society where, as a gay man, you are considered somehow to be weak. And I'm not weak. I am not weak. And we, are, as a people, are not weak. So during that time before they came, it took them about maybe half hour to come. And during that time, I was looking at myself, just like checking myself out. I saw the bruise on my neck, you know, like the little the rope burn around my neck. And then I smelled bleach. I know the smell of bleach.
Several news organizations reporting, including WGN-TV, that the two people that they are questioning, the police are questioning, are not white, necessarily MAGA or Trump supporters. They're black men, and they appeared as extras on the show, and that their homes have been ransacked. They've taken bleach, shoes, electronics, and more from their homes.
As ransacked or raided by the police?
Yeah. Basically, they took stuff, evidence out of those homes, including some things they think are relevant to this case.
More to come. Watch this space.
Absolutely.
Checking in at
number 2.
Remember these guys?
The Eastern Boys and Western Girls.
Eastern Boys and Western Girls. You know what happens when you put them together? It's trouble. It's just trouble. The British synth-pop duo Pet Shop Boys has made a career out of bringing issues of the day to light. Now, they are continuing that with, listen to this, two brand new singles, Give Stupidity a Chance, and On Social Media. The new tracks take aim at the current political landscape around the world and the public's lack of empathetic discourse online.
When you care about the issues of the day, check your facts on Wikipedia. You can get into an argument right away. If you're on social media, the world is changing everywhere with a speed that couldn't be speedier. But you feel so
out. I gotta say,
I like the sound of the Pet Shop Boys. I know you're gonna trash it.
No. I love the sound of the Pet Shop Boys. Oh, Western Girl is one of my favorite songs of all time. That's where I started as a DJ. I could hit that post like nobody's business.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
We've heard evidence of that.
Yeah. But I am not that's, it seems a little preachy to me. And it's and I know that the whole idea is that they think that the world has gotten stupid overnight, and that social media has just brought out the worst instincts in human behavior. Mm-hmm. It's the instinct to gang up, the instinct to try to intimidate people using their own, trying to target people's insecurity. I get all of that. I happen to agree with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
However, they did not properly rhyme Wikipedia.
No, I noticed
which
that
they could have done. They could have made it Wikipedia. Could you play that again?
Yeah.
Because I'm troubled by this.
That one stuck out in my mind.
I'll help them with this.
I didn't like that.
When you care about the issues of the day, check your facts on Wikipedia.
They could have gone Wikipedia.
No,
they could have done that.
They did that wiki thing that all the Europeans say, the wiki.
Yeah.
Which is probably how it's supposed to be said. But that's, it didn't rhyme. I agree.
That's a sweet beat.
Yeah, it's a sweet, yeah.
Yeah,
I like you're moving to that. You like that, Jen.
Yeah. Jen is, yeah.
I love the preaching, too.
It's a little preachy. It's a little preachy. You know,
totally.
I don't think the kids, I don't think they, you know, they don't want to get preached to unless it's by Kanye. Because that's entertaining, too.
Number one.
Today's Valentine's Day. And while the average American will take their significant other to dinner and a movie, flowers included.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West took the holiday to a whole new level. He got Kenny G to serenade Kim Kardashian with this song. Point out, this is at their house in the living room.
Yeah.
And bring it back up. Listen to the echo. Their living room is the size of the United Center.
God, what a horrible acoustics.
And they have little glass vases, little individual to carry an individual rose every like half a foot throughout the entire living room. And people are worried about Kenny G, how he was able to get out of the living room.
And how do you ever top that?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know. That's the thing.
You can't.
I don't know if other guys need to see this or hear about this.
Michael Bublé next year? I don't know. Who do you get? I don't know. Kenny G? Really? You going to get Kenny G? I don't know.
I don't think it's as much of a love song feel as some. There are some other choices,
yeah.
Right?
Is yeah.
What you're thinking?
That's what I was thinking. All right. I'm going to lock this
Please.
Up.
The top five at five.